Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, I'm thinking about asking people just to let us know if we offended them last year so that we don't have to do it again this year. Well, we can mark them off the list.
Oh, okay, yeah. And we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, then we'll just go on to the next one, don't you think?
I like that idea.
That's a good idea, right? All right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our outfit.
That's right. All right, here we go. Danco sent us this, and we've done this before, but this is worth repeating.
Oh, okay.
This is a Texas chili cook-off. Two judges from Texas and one bystander.
Okay.
Was chosen to be a judge.
A bystander.
Mike's Maniac Mobster Chili, Judge 1. A little too heavy on the tomato, amusing kick. Judge 2, nice smooth tomato flavor, very mild. Judge number 3, holy moly, what is this stuff? You could remove dried paint from the driveway. Took me 2 beers to get the flames out. I hope that's the worst when these Texans are crazy.
Yes, they are.
Arthur's Afterburner Chili. Judge 1, smoky with a hint of pork, slight jalapeno tang. Judge 2, exciting barbecue flavor, needs more peppers to be taken seriously. Judge 3, keep out of the reach of children. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to taste besides pain.
Ooh.
I had to wave off 2 people who wanted to give me the Heimlich. They had to rush more beer when they saw my face.
More beer.
Fred's famous burn down the barn chili. Judge 1, excellent firehouse chili, great kick, needs more beans. Judge 2, a beanless chili, a bit salty, good use of peppers. Mm-hmm. Judge 3, call the EPA. I've located the uranium spill.
There it is.
My nose feels like I have been snorting Drano. Everyone knows the routine by now. Get me more beer before the flames come out my ears. Barmaid pounded me on the back. Now my backbone is in the front of my chest. I'm getting drunk from all the beer. Chili 4, Bubba's Black Magic. Black bean chili, judge number 1, black bean chili with almost no spice, disappointing.
Yeah.
Judge number 2, hint of lime in the black beans, good side dish for fish or for other mild foods, not much of a chili.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Judge number 3, I felt something scrape across my tongue but was unable to taste it. Sally the barmaid was standing behind me with fresh refills. The 300-pound blonde lady is starting to look hot. They told me that chili was an aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vera's very vegetarian variety.
Uh-huh.
Thin yet bold vegetarian variety chili.
Uh-huh.
Good balance of spices and peppers. Judge number 2, the best yet. Aggressive use of peppers. Onions, garlic are superb. Judge number 3, my intestines are now a straight pipe filled with gaseous sulfuric flames. I messed myself when I released gas, and I worried that it would eat through the chair.
Wait, I got one more.
No one seems inclined to stand behind me except Sally. She must be braver than I thought. I can't feel my lips anymore, and I really need to wipe my butt with a snow cone.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the last chili. Judge number 1, the perfect ending. It's a nice blend of chili. Number 2, finally a good entry, balanced chili, neither mild nor hot. Sorry to see that most of it was lost when judge number 3 passed out, fell over, and pulled the chili pot down on top of himself. Not sure if he's going to make it. I wonder how he would have reacted to hot chili.
To hot chili.
We got a great show coming at us.
Good stuff.
The Rifters are riding along with us. Randy Reiman has some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dave Alexander, Ian Tyson, Andy Hedges, and Bren Hill.
Nice.
Yeah, but we're going to start with Asleep at the Wheel. This was a most requested one from last year. Hot Rod Lincoln.
the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were setting the pace. That story's true, and I'm here to say, 'cause I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders in it and used them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall. With four barrel carbs and a dual exhaust and a 411 gears, you can really get lost. They got safety tubes, but honey, I ain't scared. Brakes are good and the tire's fair. We pulled out of San Pedro late one night when the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passes by, and I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then the tail light, it was all you could see. Now the boys all ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 210. My speedometer said we'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. It's all there is, there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought that I'd lost my sense, and them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, Ray, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like dots. We took a corner side, swiped the truck, and I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders clicking the guardrail post, and a guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Well, I knew I could catch him and I thought it could pass, but don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. That flames come from out of the side, you can feel tense, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly, and that caddy pulled over and let us fly. All of a sudden she started knocking down in the dip, she started rocking. I looked in the mirror, red light was a blinking. The cops was there for my hot rod Lincoln.
All right, pull it over. You're under arrest. This is a highway patrol. Get out of the car with your hands up. Put your hands on the car. We need your driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, I-99 form, 3 years tax returns, I-99 passport. Everything you've got in your pocket, keep your hand on the car, do not move away from the car.
Busted in Quakertown again. That Route 309 is a mess. Make matters worse, the officer's half my age and half my size, and he said, son. He continued. So, son, you have the right to maintain the right to present attorney any case if you use against the court of law or traveling. Assessor, you're traveling in the condition of your violating section C717 subsection 17575 on the highway patrol. Have an assessor VDR and a picture you in a white driving a heap like this, son. Could you repeat that, please? He did, word for word. And it was right then and there, friends, right then and there, I made my second mistake of the night. I turned to the fella and I said, listen, Ossifer, and I knew I was in deep trouble. My friends was right then and there, right then and there, and I came up with an idea that was going to get me out of this mess. I turned to the fella with a snappy salute. I said, sir, I could not help it. While operating this here vehicle, I was asleep at the wheel. That's right. I showed him my CD with my picture on it with my new DVD. Said, asleep at the wheel, Ray Benson. I give it to him, figure that square the whole deal. Well, Wilbur. Well, he arrested me and he put me in jail and he called my papa to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. You're going to drive me to drinking.
Drinking with the Hot Rod Lincoln. Good way to start Cow Radio.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. The best of 2024.
Happy New Year.
It's going to be a short show.
Yes. Yeah. Not much of us.
Not a lot of best.
That's
of,
the best.
Yeah. At least it's better than 2020. That's all I can say.
That's all. Yeah, yep. anything is better than
2020. Yeah,
yeah.
Man, we had a lot of good shows. One that stood out to me was the show on punctuation. Who said this wasn't an educational
That's
show?
That's right. We're all about education.
We're all about edumacation. Right? Yeah. Absolutely yeah. right. Let's yeah. eat, comma, grandma. Hey, we got to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, Andy Hedges is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348, and mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.